The following is a clip from a 343 podcast episode with guest Bob Bradley.
So we had different ideas, and we played a lot of good teams between 2010 and 2011. When I got fired, they said to me, well, the results were no good. And I said, well, let's talk about results. Because we had played Poland with Lewandowski and with Kuba and with Piszczek and all these guys. We had played Colombia with Falcao and many other big players. We had played a very good Paraguay team, Tata Martino coach. We played them in Nashville. We lost 1-0, but I thought we played really well on the day. And so, you know, as we got to that Gold Cup, we still felt that our football was going in a good direction. And ultimately, as we prepared for the final against Mexico, we knew that in the Rose Bowl that night was going to be a crowd mostly Mexican. But we felt that we were ready to try to step up and play in their end and push the game and make sure that it wasn't a game where Mexico had the ball the whole time. And, you know, it's an interesting thing in the U.S. because when you lose to your arch rival, when you're ahead 2-0 and then it's 2-2 at half and then you lose 4-2, the knives come out. A lot of people say this is we four straight goals and this is terrible and everything. Never mind that in one of the best games I saw this year, Juventus gave up four straight goals to Bayern. It's football sometimes. And if you're willing to play the best teams and if you're willing to try to step up and play in their end, then, you know, sometimes that's how you learn. And I thought the Gold Cup final in 2011 was a great game. When it was 3-2 Mexico, we hit the crossbar. The response from too many people was time for a change. And so for me, that was the last one. So if you had to go out, it went out in a final, went out on a game that I still, I tell many people, if you want to sit and watch that game with me, no problem. Because as much as we lost, as disappointing as it was, that was a great final. That was a great game. It was a great Mexican team. So, you know, for me, I've never looked back on that part of it because I always felt that football-wise, we were trying to push things, continue to move forward, and continue to try to be the best team we could.
Listen to this entire episode by visiting 343coaching.com. That's the number 3, the number 4, the number 3, coaching.com.